This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We're live. It's April 20th. The year is 2020 on this Monday transmission, 196 days out from the election. World government's been announced. Forced inoculations have been announced. World champion tennis players are being told they can't play tennis unless they take an inoculation that doesn't even exist yet. And Bill and Melinda Gates are working with Communist China to roll out a digital currency that's under the skin. You might have heard about it in the last book of the Bible. It's called The Mark of the Beast, and it's here.
You may be an atheist, and you may not believe in Holy Scripture, but that does not change the fact that the mark of the beast is upon us. For those unfamiliar with the mark of the beast, it comes from Revelation 13 in the Bible. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. Whether it is biblical prophecy or not, the evidence suggests it is a very real agenda. Every universal barcode has three guide bars, each one representing a six. When the inventor, George Joseph Lohrer of IBM, was asked of this, he replied, "Yes, they do resemble the code for a six. There is nothing sinister about this, nor does it have anything to do with the Bible's mark of the beast. It is simply a coincidence, like the fact that my first, middle, and last name all have six letters." Perhaps it was a coincidence, or even a joke. But look at what we have today. In 2004, the FDA approved a chip that is implanted into a person's hand. In 2019, Elon Musk and Neuralink have announced that they are planning on implanting computer chips into people's heads so that we can merge with artificial intelligence. MIT, under funding of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has developed a quantum dot ink implant that can be monitored by a smartphone. And in 2020, world patent number 060606 was published by Microsoft Technology, titled Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data. It outlines a technology wherein human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. The human is given an activity to accomplish, which is sent from a body sensor to the cloud and to the cryptocurrency system, rewarding the human with money. And while this is happening, the world is being told to stay at home until a vaccine can be developed, while the 5G needed to run artificial intelligence is rapidly rolling out worldwide. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Humanity is being asked to abandon a world based on God's law and accept a world based on man's law. In other words, the law of the state. Whether you believe in biblical prophecy or not, the mark of the beast is becoming very real. And at the speed of which things are now going, it seems we will soon discover how many people will accept the mark and how many will resist. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
And then I have a stack of news articles here where the IBM front company, Microsoft's official spokespersons are high priest in satanic orders, like Aleister Crowley's high priestess. You cannot make that up. The article and the video you just saw is going live at man.video. On the mark of the beast, I suggest you share it or just roll over and submit to the patent 2020-060606. Bill Gates in your face, rubbing it in, slaves. He openly says he wants to reduce population and kill you and your family, too. But he's got a vaccine for you. He really wants to save you. Oh, and he's behind the Wuhan lab.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, affordable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So get your orders in right now. They can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. To get your orders in, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Microchips to buy and sell. Forced inoculations are now not a thing of the misty future and of the Bible. Not something of preachers discussing in their churches. No, now prophecy is fulfilled. And they demand you turn your children over them for sterilization. They demand you worship the world government and the mark of the beast. They demand that you take vaccines into your body that have engineered live viruses that literally eat parts of your brain associated with religious and high brainwave events. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's what's going to be in Bill and Melinda Gates' vaccine. I made a huge deal about this 15 years ago. The videos have all been taken down off of YouTube, but you can still find them here and there on other platforms. Alex Jones brain-eating vaccines. And then I show all these mainline articles, all these studies, all these documents, where the Pentagon was testing an anti-depression or anti-PTSD vaccine. The vaccine is just something they're injecting into your body. Not just to, quote, learn immunity. But it can be to reprogram the body. It can be nanotech now. And you see the headlines. An anti-stress vaccine is being tested. You see other headlines going back 20 years dealing with this. Oh, they have new vaccines that cure people who are addicted to cigarettes. They have a new vaccine that cures people addicted to cocaine. They have a new vaccine that cures people addicted to opium. And then you read the patents. It's live viruses that go in to the receptor sites where you would receive those endorphin simulators, and it destroys those. So it's a microscopic targeted lobotomy that cuts out higher emotions and spiritual emotions, things associated with ecstasy, things associated with victory, things associated with exuberance. The psychotics don't have those receptors, ladies and gentlemen, or they don't have as many, and they don't want you to have them. They don't want you to be happy. You know, in the old parable of Sleeping Beauty, why is the witch mad? Well, the king and queen are happy. He's handsome, she's beautiful. They have a happy kingdom. They have a beautiful daughter that's born. And she comes and puts a curse on her because the witch wasn't invited to the party. And she says, before her 16th birthday, she will prick her finger on the spinning wheel and die. But then the good fairies can't take the magic away, but they can change it. And they say, she will fall into a deep sleep, and then only a kiss of true love can change it. But why do we have all those archetypes in every culture? It's telling you only love can overpower this evil. And the evil doesn't want you to have a happy kingdom. Doesn't want men and women to be together and have families and have the reward of good, wholesome societies. They want degradation and collapse because they don't have it. They're miserable, horrible, evil, grasping people who are communing with evil spirits, evil entities in the universe that seek to destroy the planet. They've made an alliance for evil knowledge to do horrible things, and all they build is death and destruction. Publicly, the very groups that engineered COVID-19 and launched it and created the hysteria and now demand the lockdown are the groups that have the vaccines already prepared, the virus is already patented, the under-the-skin inoculations with the vaccine to track that you've had the vaccine that'll then be used as a digital system for a digital currency with all 7 million people forcibly inoculated with Bill and Melinda Gates' worldwide computer operating system under the skin so you're allowed to buy and sell, and at the same time, it is the currency. It's all been announced in patent 2020-06-06-06. You cannot make that up. The barcode, 666. You know, why is it all 666? Because they're telling you it's the number of a man. It's your number, and the prefix is 666. And who brought you this? IBM with the prototype 666. Who brought you Microsoft? Who brings you 666? And IBM that ran the death camps with their barcodes that they then did the code, just like the Egyptians in their sun room. The secret code was 666 for a secret mathematical equation they believe the sun god gave them. And if you do 33 pi 666, talk to mathematicians, it does build in some secret combination into some secret number that is the highest secret of the Illuminati. And that they want implanted in us as part of a ritual to have us merge under that system and then be directed, as the Egyptians believed, by the sun god. But instead it will be satellites and 5G directing and controlling your every movement in the patent. And if you don't move like a video game exactly as the 5G and the satellites say, you are turned off and no money is given to you. This is all being publicly announced. WO 2020-06-06-06. Cryptocurrency system using body activity data. And then that ties to his patent for the ink that goes under the skin in the vaccine to prove you've had it. Nanotech in your body. And the patent is in the wrist. They start you with a drill. Oh, first you wear the mask, then you social distance, now you wear a bracelet, then you get an implantable chip, and those that get the chips are going to be rewarded. They already are. when they beta tested this 15 years ago in Florida and in Spain, of all places, the UN paid to have it where to get in the VIP club with the topless dancers who would then have, you know, obviously service you if they felt like it, the champagne rooms. You would take a microchip to get in, but it'd be free. You just have to get the microchip. That was a sponsored program. Let me tell you, 6 months ago, we confirmed it. The official UN group subcontract had put microchips in homeless people in Central and South America. They were doing it to Austin homeless. It was confirmed. Had the documents. That's the population they're hitting first with it. Then their money is put on to the chip. And it's put on by a UN body that's already taking over the U.S. government and all other governments. And you notice the WHO is running everything now and telling us what to do. And what is Trump doing? He's fighting it. And he's saying, no, the WHO is not in charge. In fact, they covered up the Wuhan lab. Well, of course they did. They had to release it. But then the virus is deadly, but not that deadly. Well, then why is it man-made? Because Bill and Melinda Gates are going to own it. They're going to own it and own the
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement. There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that. And Judge, I need to know whether you will be a justice who believes that the constitutional journey must continue to speak to these consequential decisions, or that we've gone far enough in protecting against government intrusion into our autonomy, into the most personal decisions we make. Judge, that's why this is a critical moment. There are elected officials in this government, such as Mr. DeLay, a fine, honorable, patriotic man, and others, who have been unsuccessful at implementing their agenda in the elected branches. So they've now poured their energies, as the left would if it were different, they've now poured their energies and resources into trying to change the court's view of the Constitution. And now they have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over.
Because that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. That was back when Joe Biden could still talk. That was back when Joe Biden wasn't a walking corpse. And there is Joe Biden talking about trying to get agendas done outside of the law. Well, hell, now we just have the World Health Organization financed by the big robber baron trust headed up by Bill Gates. He's just the front man of all that old robber baron money, all the big foundations. Eugenics organizations, world government groups, 2A organization, Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller, IBM, Bill and Melinda Gates, openly funding Cold Springs Harbor, openly funding Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, openly funding Hitler, head of Cold Springs Harbor, before he had to step down 7 years ago, said minorities aren't people. You think he headed up the Human Genome Project? And that was just an accident. They removed him because he opened his mouth up in public. And Bill Gates says he wants to really help all the third world people with special shots. And he's going to help you, too, with a chip under your skin or digital ink where you can't buy or sell without following every task he says, because you're part of the Internet of Things now. Remember, folks were worried about RFID chips 20 years ago? Well, now you're the RFID chip, and they're admitting it. David Icke, always informative, always thought-provoking. He's going to join us in the third hour today. And videos of him on YouTube are now being taken down when he criticizes 5G and says it has a health risk. Doesn't matter if all the studies say that. See, suddenly it's whatever big tech says. You can't talk about it. And coming up next segment, we have the video. Joy Behar came out on The View today and said that I'm a terrorist by name and that you're a terrorist too. Because you went out to rallies and said you are essential. You don't want to be locked down. Now, if you listen to one thing I've said today, that's just as important as the world government plan for the implantable microchip and the forced inoculations that actually go in and reprogram your brain by destroying certain neuron receptor sites, that the viruses are tailor-made to only eat those areas of the brain. It's like COVID-19 is meant to eat your testicles, again, to lower your fertility. Another little gift out of the Wuhan Bill Gates lab. And it's that the term non-essential, that's a game they play under Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding at public and private schools called Lifeboat or Spaceship. And they say, we're a spaceship going to this star. We have a malfunction. There's not enough food. We have to get rid of a third of the crew. Who is essential? Well, we need the captain. Well, we need the scientists. Well, we need the farmers for once we get there. The machines, though, are able to run the engines. We don't need the engineer. Engineer, volunteer for us to blow you out the airlock. I volunteer. I'm not essential. Same thing with lifeboats. There's only so much food in a lifeboat. We're not going to get to the island for about 6 months. We're all going to starve to death unless somebody dies. And then you've seen Spock and Wrath of Khan, you know, where you have an example. That's where somebody chooses to die, knowing the whole ship's going to die if he doesn't die. So they make it very noble to do that. But see, the globalists are saying no humans are essential. They want a post-human world. This is a wild cult. And I would tell you that 25 years ago, people thought this is crazy. I was reading their own statements and white papers. Now they've externalized the hierarchy, and it's all out in the open, publicly, in the face of you and your family. Think about that. You are non-essential, which means you're worthless. Now, you see, if they said old people were worthless, we'd get up in arms. Though they do now say they're not essential, so we've now accepted to get rid of them. One of Bill Gates' favorite things. We get ahead by killing people, but it's really meant to kill everybody. But you don't get ahead by killing grandparents. The places that take care of people build complex societies full of service. But see, they tell the services are non-essential now, too. First, they told you can't be a farmer, you can't be a welder. Industry isn't in America. It's bad. It's not cool. Service is what you'll do. Oh, but now that's not essential. This whole trap is about domesticating you, not so you can sit out on the back 40 and be a cute little horsey, but so you can be phased out. And that's their own admission. So I sit here with total horror, year after year, watching it incrementally set up, and then now watching it unfold exactly as I said it would. And my phone rings off the hook, people saying, I apologize, I thought you were a kook. How did you know it? It's all coming true exactly as you said, exactly. Because I actually study who these people are. So the power to say you're non-essential, and then, oh, don't worry, we'll give you money. We'll give you a universal income so they can then dictate where you live, where you go, what you have, what you do, and what medically is done to you, the implantable chips that you're not going to cut out because they're liquid. It's into your cells. We're not at the microchip. They had implantable microchips 50 years ago in people's brains. Look it up in mental institutions. They now have them, you know, the chip injected in a through a big needle, a big horse needle. No, that's 30 years old, 40 years old. This is nano. They can put on the head of a pin all the books in the world 20 years ago. And they just flood you with all this nano garbage where you're never getting it out of you. But they metaphysically have to have you submit. Instead of saying, oh, it's no big deal. Everybody's doing it. You want to go to the grocery store? Just a quick shot right here. It's got the vaccine in it. Come on, just real quick. It's real easy. They'll celebrate you. Oh, you got so much courage. They're keeping us safe. Yay! Then you get a fever in a couple days, and you wake up, and you're cut off from God. It eats the receptors in the brain that you connect to the Almighty with, the electrochemical cones in the pineal.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And every everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You may be an atheist and you may not believe in Holy Scripture, but that does not change the fact that the mark of the beast is upon us. For those unfamiliar with the mark of the beast, it comes from Revelation 13 in the Bible. It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark. which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. That number is 666. Whether it is biblical prophecy or not, the evidence suggests it is a very real agenda. Every universal barcode has three guide bars, each one representing a six. When the inventor, George Joseph Lohrer of IBM, was asked of this, he replied, "Yes, they do resemble the code for a six. There is nothing sinister about this, nor does it have anything to do with the Bible's mark of the beast. It is simply a coincidence, like the fact that my first, middle, and last name all have six letters." Perhaps it was a coincidence, or even a joke. But look at what we have today. In 2004, the FDA approved a chip that is implanted into a person's hand. In 2019, Elon Musk and Neuralink have announced that they are planning on implanting computer chips into people's heads so that we can merge with artificial intelligence. MIT, under funding of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has developed a quantum dot ink implant that can be monitored by a smartphone. And in 2020, world patent number 060606 was published by Microsoft Technology, titled Cryptocurrency System Using Body Activity Data. It outlines a technology wherein human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. The human is given an activity to accomplish, which is sent from a body sensor to the cloud and to the cryptocurrency system, rewarding the human with money. And while this is happening, the world is being told to stay at home until a vaccine can be developed, while the 5G needed to run artificial intelligence is rapidly rolling out worldwide. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. Humanity is being asked to abandon a world based on God's law and accept a world based on man's law. In other words, the law of the state. Whether you believe in biblical prophecy or not, the mark of the beast is becoming very real. And at the speed of which things are now going, it seems we will soon discover how many people will accept the mark and how many will resist. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars, next century's news today. Now, not as good as John the Revelator on the island of Patmos 2,000 years ago. His 2,000 years from now is news today. Oh, my goodness. God warned us. And God's going to have to step in. But we got to step up. Take our licks, because the Antichrist will wage war against the saints and overcome them. But that's only in the first act. That then summons the boss. So get ready. It's going to take a while to roll this out. It depends on our resistance. We're going to resist it a long time. But notice you don't hear all the preachers talking about end of the world now or revelation or prophecy coming. Because they're all getting their parishioners ready for the chip. Because after all, let's keep you safe from the COVID-19. You know that patent we just played? If you're a radio listener, we put the patent on screen. 666. They even put zeros in between to make it a bigger joke. Just like the barcode. But see, it's a code. It's not three numbers up against each other. Let he who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast. For it is a human number. The number of a man. Your number. your slave number, that all the surveillance, the 5, 6, 7, 20G, the satellites, surveil your every movement, your every heartbeat, your every action, and your submission to it raises your status in society. We're able to have children. You're able to get medicine. You're able to travel. And at first, it'll be so easy to do. You're just fighting a virus. You're just a hero. You're just going out and, you know, doing what you have to stop the COVID. And then the very institutions, the very people are publicly behind the Wuhan lab and publicly behind patenting the virus and publicly behind giant drills for worldwide martial law. And they lie and exaggerate the number 20 times what it really is. And they tell you wearing gloves does something, but it actually, studies show, creates more for the virus to stick to. Gloves are for medical stuff. Every time you leave an area or change something or go to another procedure, you change the gloves. And for real surgeries, you change the clothes. You take a shower. You clean yourself with soap, then you go into a sterile area, then you put on the gloves, then you go in and do a surgery. But you see people walking around like, look, I'm good, I've got gloves on. Look, I'm good, I've got a mask on. And all of it is a fraud. But let me talk about this before I get to the video of The View saying, I'm a terrorist and you're a terrorist if you go out and you protest the lockdowns. We're going to play that next segment, but I just wanted to remind listeners that, yeah, we had our T-shirt maker here in Texas call and say, hey, do you want cloth masks? You can actually breathe through, because a lot of stores won't even let you in. FEMA says they're going to do it till next year if you submit. But if you're going to have to wear these, because they'll throw you out of grocery stores anywhere, InfoWars has them. They'll get here in about a week. They're being printed right now in Austin. They're black, and on them says InfoWars.com. And I suggest when you wear them, shoot your mouth off, talk about how it's a fraud, plug websites, get the truth out, whatever. I personally went to the store this morning to buy some groceries. And I got in, and they were like, sir, you need to leave. And I said, listen, you're wearing your stupid gloves. You understand that you have to take those off each time you do something. You leaving those gloves on means you're transferring things to me. And the guy started backing off, and I say, see how it makes everybody a suspect? Notice you've been called essential. Others are called non-essential. That's beyond racism. That's a total classism, saying people are subhuman. And the guy started stuttering, and I said, that's right. Some other dude said, hey, man, we're all just trying to help. And I said, no, I'm informed about the globalist plan. I told people decades ago this was coming. You're not informed. Don't henpeck me, follower. The Great Depression you're facing is making you obsolete. And the fellow went, God, why are you so mad? And I said, oh, you thought I was going to kiss your ass. You and your family are dead. The globalists are going to kill your ass if you submit to this. Are you going to take the forced inoculation? And so the security guy and the other guy were like walking back. And I said, yeah, that's right. I'm getting my crap and I'm leaving. But I said, I swear to you in the future, I'm going to go have a farm or something where this is all going. So I'm not dependent on you, because next year you're going to want me to have proof of your deadly vaccine from Bill Gates for me to be in here. More security came and they began to walk back because they were faced with truth and justice and reality, ladies and gentlemen. This is all cult programming, mind control, to put you under their control. It's all been rolled out so that right when Trump tries to reopen, they order you to work.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Full clip here in a second for you, but that's Joy Behar on her program, The View, saying that if you go out and protest this, you're going to get people sick, and if you carry guns, which is another example of how we have a right to defend ourselves, open carry, well, you're a terrorist. Michigan protesters should sign away their right to treatment. That's what the left's already doing. They're already announcing in England, if you're a right-winger or a nationalist, you won't get health care. That's what the mark of the beast is all about. It's, everything's tied to your behavior. Once they make you obsolete, once the globalists make you non-essential, well, you can be dehumanized. You know, Fauci says it will backfire that people are going out in public and that now the numbers will go up. Well, you can put up the Royal Academy's graphs and Bill and Melinda Gates' graphs and New York City's graphs and all of it, and it's 10, 20, 30 times higher what they said would die. 2 million, 4 million. Then they adjusted it down to 200,000. But all of you locked down will be here. But instead, it's way, 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 way lower, depending on the graph, as much as 30 times lower, on average about 10 times lower. But now they're zooming in on the graph to the bottom, not showing the top, and going, oh, look, it was supposed to bell curve here, but it kind of has gone back up a little. It's plateaued because people aren't opening the economy. Don't let them have these fake moral arguments with you. I've already covered it ad nauseum. I'm doing special reports on it. The culprit doing all the shutdown, the world government, the private corporate world government, the UN. Their own body admits that 10 million people starve to death a year on average, and that several extra million are starving now because of the shutdown directly attributed, and that hundreds of millions would starve to death without trade with the first world. When the first world stalls and collapses, the third world dies. And that's the whole plan. So this is a death sentence to tens of millions conservatively. But you're not going to see them humanized. You're not going to see that happen. Because this is all about total fear. Again, 80,000 died in 2018 from the flu in the United States. A fraction of that have died of COVID-19. And then you realize they're counting all deaths as COVID-19. All deaths where you're found to have the virus. Doesn't matter if you died of car wreck, gunshot wounds, in a house fire, of cancer, a heart attack, a kidney failure. Doesn't matter if you were already on death's doorstep. If they test you, even though most tests they admit are faulty and count regular cold virus, you're counted. So that's how they are operating, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's true, the perception of 20, 30,000, 40,000 Americans dying sounds horrible until you realize that if you had a giant barrel of water, that's America's population, that's one drop. And you can't save them. You're 85 years old and had cancer and had a heart attack and got kidney failure, and the regular cold comes by. It's like a brown leaf on a tree, on a maple tree, and it's the last leaf on the tree. It's, you know, it's equivalent to 95 years old. All the other leaves have fallen off. Cold wind blows and the last leaf falls. That's what happens. But see, oh my gosh, oh, and the healthcare workers are such heroes. Look, I'm not saying healthcare workers are bad people. They're actually hardworking folks, very stressful jobs, and I know what they go through, and they're forcibly inoculated, and they're pushed around, and most of them will tell you vaccines aren't good for you. But to see what they did in Denver, oh, you got protesters coming out saying, we're essential, don't lock us down, we're going bankrupt. And the healthcare workers come out in their mask and go, you're not allowed to protest. Go back inside. Yeah, you don't just take our job. You take our free speech as well. Because, oh, they're the hero healthcare workers. So healthcare workers are heroes in many cases, especially EMTs and people. But I'll tell you this. I've got the studies here. England's hospitals are four times less busy than normal. United States hospitals are three times less busy. They admit because most stuff is elective. You drive by hospitals, they're empty. They're empty inside. They're empty outside. There's some emergency rooms that are full always, but they're empty. And you've got, look, I've got family, I'll leave it at that, that are doctors and nurses. And I talk to them in Omaha and in California and other places. And they say, it's dead. But when there's one COVID case at a giant VA hospital, you'd think Santa Claus landed his happy ass in there, man. It is moon suits and the media, and they're all drinking vodka in the back room. This is a giant vacation. Because the insurance companies are feeding all of these opium addicts who will go into these surgery areas, and they'll get one surgery per finger or per digit at these surgery centers and these hospitals. And there are people getting hundreds of surgeries per decade now to fulfill their opium habits. I've talked to the doctors involved. You know how brain damage that makes somebody when you've got 20, 30 anesthesias? It causes brain damage, folks. So everywhere, and again, I talked to family. They said, no, we're just basically getting drunk every day. This is the best time of our lives. You hear that? They're just don't quote us. The nurses and doctors are having sex, man. They're doing barbecues in the parking lot. It's a joke. But let's just go further here. I'm going to go to break and I'll come back. We got David Icke coming up and so much more. But I hope you understand they're trying to censor this. They're trying to block protests everywhere. They're trying to say it's terrorism to go out and demonstrate. Exercise your free speech or lose it. No, they're taking your whole way of life away. They're announcing you're unessential. They're announcing you're obsolete. And also realize that InfoWars is under attacks that I'm not at liberty to get into here on air, but they are substantive and they are very real because Bill Gates and others are seriously pissed that we raised the alarm directly to the president about Wuhan and who was involved and got the White House in touch with scientists 9 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, and I've been talking to, let's just say, advisors to the president on a routine basis, and the president goes and checks everything I say and then says, how the hell did I know that? I did not know this. They want me dead right now. My phones are totally tapped because everybody else is scared to tell the president stuff. I will do it. And I'm not bragging about that. That actually scares the hell out of me that no one even told Trump that a Nobel Prize winner came out a week ago. I didn't know it happened a week ago. And said this is man-made and scanned the virus. Top virologist. Conclusive. So, it's insane. And separately, you buying the products keeps us on the air. Plus, these are great products you already need. Supernova Vitality has been sold out 4 months. It's a concentrated, cold-pressed herbs for stamina, libido, energy. Works great with women as well, but men are our market. It works both on men and women. And it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 4,000 reviews with a 4.6 review out of 5. People love it. We've got herbal powder versions of it that are 5 times stronger on paper, but everybody loves the liquid cold press because it just, there's something about never being heated up and being cold pressed. It's like a fine wine. It's amazing. That's back in stock, 35% off. We also have storable food available again. Everybody else is lying to you, folks. They're sold out of food at storable food prices. We have it. Get your orders in now. With how crazy this world is and how the globalists want you dependent, there's a lot of check boxes you need checked off. Get right with God, spend time with your family, be self-sufficient, and be politically active, stand up for yourself. And that means having high-quality, affordable food the last 25 years. It's a box to check off. You need to get this now, not for the virus, but for the economy and the globalists and the wars. This is so essential. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now. Affordable foods available again. Current sales, Emirates Essentials hand sanitizer combo, 50% off the first major hand sanitizer with essential oils. Got a great spray delivery system. That's selling out. People love it. InfoWars Life protein bars, high quality, 40% off. 8-pack power stack, massively discounted. X3 Triadine, very close to selling out, 60% off still. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Living Defense, 40% off. Limited edition InfoWars COVID mask, $9.95. Vaso Beats, 40% off. Get your orders in now. These are amazing products. Get them while you still can, because this is unraveling very, very quickly for the whole planet.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
10 weeks.